Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In this edition, the disappearance of the .38 caliber police service revolver and the centennial of the NYPD Chaplains Unit. Today, most all police officers carry a 9mm semi-automatic pistol as their service weapon. There is, however, a small group of veteran officers who still carry a .38 caliber revolver. Since the introduction of the 9mm semi-automatic in 1993, officers with a revolver at that time could choose to keep it. Most chose to transition to the semi-automatic, but a few elected to stay with the trusty .38 caliber service revolver. Any officer who wanted to switch to a semi-automatic was retrained and issued a new weapon. The semi-automatic loads with a magazine and has a higher capacity, 16 rounds instead of the revolver's 6. The NYPD's Jason Post spoke to a department firearms expert.
Detective Stephen Albanese is a member of the NYPD's Firearms and Tactics section. He is a master instructor and a department gunsmith with 22 years of experience. Detective Albanese, when a police officer has a .38 caliber revolver in his or her holster, what does that signify to you?
Well, first of all, that signifies not only to myself, but a lot of people within and outside the department as well, that this officer is a senior officer. It's kind of a badge of honor that many of these officers, cherish or relish. And they're not in any hurry to give this up. They're comfortable with the weapon. They like the way it performs. And they're completely satisfied and comfortable with its performance.
There are 1,300 officers left in the department who carry a revolver. How long until they are all gone?
Most of the officers who are carrying them have either 20 years or close to their 20 years of service with the department. So on a daily basis, a certain number of them are retiring, so that number is slowly diminishing.
What are the differences between the revolver and the semi-automatic?
Well, throughout its history, the revolver has proven itself a very, very reliable piece of equipment. It can operate with multiple defects sometimes. It operates when it's not well cared for.
What's the number one criteria the department uses when selecting a weapon?
Whenever we look at new firearms for service use, police service use, the number one criteria that we go by or that we evaluate is reliability. The firearm has to be reliable. Everything else comes second. Not looks, not weight, not feel. Reliability is our number one concern.
What about you personally?
The service weapon, which I currently carry, is a Smith & Wesson 5946. The advantages of that extra magazine capacity is undeniable, going from 6 rounds to 16 rounds. The reliability of these weapons, the semi-automatic pistols that we utilize, the Glock, the Sig Sauer, and the Smith & Wesson has proven very good. On the other hand, my off-duty gun continues to be my Model 36 Smith & Wesson revolver.
Does an officer grow attached to his or her service weapon?
An officer's service weapon, or the weapon that the officer selects, it's a very, very personal decision that that officer makes. Particularly if the officer has used this gun in a life-threatening situation to protect his life or the life of someone else. He becomes basically married to that gun because that gun performed when he needed it most. So to ask that officer now to switch to a different type of firearm, he's going to be very reluctant to do that, just out of human nature. He knows that gun worked. He knows it came through for him when he needed it most.
Detective Albanese, thank you for joining the podcast.
100 years ago this year, then Police Commissioner Theodore Bingham appointed the first two NYPD chaplains. Today, the department's 7 chaplains provide spiritual support and guidance for police officers and their families. There are chaplains of different faiths available at all hours to give officers spiritual guidance and support, and also to attend to department ceremonies, including graduations, promotions, and funeral services. Here again is the NYPD's Jason Post.
We are now joined by Chief Chaplain Rabbi Dr. Alvin Cass. Rabbi Cass, what is the role of a police department chaplain?
The chaplain serves as the heart of the department. When people have problems, the chaplain's always there to respond to those problems. We're there for emergencies, and we have sad duties, and we've got some very happy duties as well. And any police officer that has anything on his mind, he can come to a chaplain and know that he can speak to the chaplain about it, and there's a total bond of confidentiality. The chaplain is an ever-present ornament, and he plays a profound and significant role in helping people to understand the values that undergird law enforcement. We have 7 chaplains. One of them is Jewish, that's me, and we've got 2 Protestant chaplains, and we have 4 Roman Catholic chaplains. The reason there are 4 Roman Catholic chaplains is that the department is principally Catholic. We have one chaplain who is African American, one female chaplain, and we have 2 Hispanic chaplains.
Rabbi Cass, when did you first join the department?
I came into the department in December of 1966. I was appointed by Mayor John Lindsay and Police Commissioner Howard Leary. I was named Chief Chaplain by Police Commissioner Kelly, so this is my 40th year in the department, and it feels like yesterday.
And this year is the centennial of the chaplaincy. How are you marking this?
It's been an extraordinary year, and there's been the actual ceremony of which commemorates the anniversary on February 8th, and that was a lovely, wonderful occasion, and the mayor was there, and the cardinal was there, and of course the police commissioner and top brass of the police department, and the men and women of the department, which is really most important, along with community leaders. And we had a chance to talk about what chaplains do, and the chaplains, I think, got a wonderful shot in the arm to realize how many people appreciate all of the marvelous services that they perform 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the events are going on the whole year. A little bit later this month, on April 27th, at the El Carib in Brooklyn, we're going to have a dinner dance, and any of the men and women of the department are welcome to come, and if you call up the chaplain's office, well, you can still make a reservation. And there we're going to celebrate again. The climax of the year is going to be held during the first couple of weeks in November, in which we're going to do something unprecedented, and that is police officers of every race, religion, color, and creed will have an opportunity under the leadership of our chaplains to visit the great spiritual centers of the Western world. We're going to be going to Athens, to Rome, and to Israel. And there we'll have a chance to examine the main springs of the great religious traditions that all of us profess, and to understand what we all represent. And it'll really be an opportunity to share, to learn, and to glory in those values and principles that are the heart and soul of our civilization.
Rabbi Cass, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Turning now to crime prevention information, as spring begins and the vacation season starts, a few simple tips to safeguard your home while away. Think of your vacation plans as need-to-know information. Don't widely broadcast that you will be traveling. Give a trusted neighbor your itinerary and a phone number to reach in case of an emergency. Stop delivery of mail and newspapers. If possible, have a friend pick up circulars or unexpected packages that can be left at your door. Leave your blinds like you normally do. And be sure to close and lock your garage, as well as any storage sheds or gates. You can also ask a neighbor to park in your driveway. If you do leave a vehicle parked outside, have your neighbor move it periodically so it looks like you are at home. In short, give your home or apartment a lived-in look while you are away. Finally, a word on joining the NYPD. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.